I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. Because the miracle worker, who is Jesus Christ, is real. He is the only one that draws near when others, including your blood relations, run away from you. There are people that are under the influence of my voice, who we are doing well, and all the people around you came close to you, but suddenly things are no longer as rosy as before. And all your friends, close associates, family members, including those who were helping, you were helping, ran away from you because suddenly things began to nosedive. They abandon and pretend not to see you even when you pass. Some even did as if they misplaced your phone number. They intentionally avoid seeing you because they felt coming near you now is of no use. But I have good news for you today. The one who is the Fiato, as a friend that sticks closer than any brother, the one who wipes away tears away from the eyes of his people, the one with genuine compassion for those on the floor who seek his face, his name is Jesus. The one that made Job, who lost all, to regain them twice better. His name is Jesus. He will touch your health again today. Amen. He will touch your business again today. Amen. He will touch your career. He will touch your family. He will touch your academics. He will touch your marriage. Whatever area you need a touch, he will touch it. Amen. He will touch your ministry. Amen. He will touch your destiny. You will recover in manifold whatever you have lost. Amen. More than you lost, God will restore all. Amen. If that word is for you and you say amen, it will be instant miracle. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When he touches a man that is forsaken, the man is made whole. Everybody may forsake you, but he doesn't. In Mark chapter 1, 40 to 45, that's the key scripture. Mark 1, 40 to 45. You turn, I'll read 40, you read 41, and we get on to 45. Mark chapter 1. Open your Bibles. I'll read 40, you read 41. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You read 41. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And said unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. 45, finally, but he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, and so much that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came from every quarter. Shout hallelujah. Jesus touched a leper that others were scared of touching. Leprosy is a disease. When somebody is a leper, he has an Egyptian mark. Jesus is the only one that shows concern when others resign from you. When they believe your case is hopeless, he's the only one that comes close. He's the only one that can make things new out of abandoned things. He's the only one that can look at a useless thing and make it useful. A formed man out of dust that may look useless. He made the entire universe from nothing. The same Jesus is here wherever you're hearing the sound of my voice. He will give you a brand new miracle as I'm talking. He will make that seemingly impossible case possible. Amen. That amen, if you believe it, it will show. Say, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. The leper was forsaken by everybody, but Jesus touched him. I don't care where men have abandoned, he's going to pick you up. Amen. And when God picks you up, your story must change. Amen. Your amen will show whether you want it. Few months ago, a woman in this church, she had this testimony, who happens to be a professor of medicine, was struck with a fourth degree cancer that was to take her life. The doctors gave up on her. She went to India, came back. It didn't work. It was a hopeless case medically. But Jesus saw her faith. She refused to give up. And on this altar, medically certified, that the fourth degree cancer was no more in her body. Has God changed? No. If he did it for her, that case that men have given up on you, God will give you a testimony in that area. She happens to be in the medical profession, so she knows the meaning of fourth degree cancer. So medically it was hopeless, but the King of all kings, the one who cures while doctor cares. Doctors care, he cures. Doctors don't cure. That's what they call it, health care. They don't call it health cure. We care, that's the doctor's own. But Jesus cures. He doesn't care, he cures. He can make a new path for a damaged path. Doctors don't have a new path. They can transplant, so it's not new. It's still the one he made. They don't have a new kidney where they manufacture. They only transplant from another person, but he can give total new kidney because he's the sole manufacturer of man. That's why I know what they have written off that is hopeless. You are going home with a testimony in that area. In the name of Jesus Christ, they might have written your case off, but as God's own messenger, I'm here. I'm declaring that I'm signing you back in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your case is not over. I declare you will survive. Amen. You will live and not die. Amen. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Your destiny will impact prematurely in the name of Jesus. Amen. With men, it may be hopeless, but with God, all things are possible, including that your situation.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, Blackberry phones, Androids, or your personal computers. All you need thing to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow! It just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be counseled personally. All you need to do is call +234 844 66 170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Abiyomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
He brought out a decayed and stinking Lazarus from the grave without pressing out any fluid from him. He spoke the word, and the word brought out Lazarus. As I'm speaking God's word this morning, no matter how your case may look like a stinking case, it is over at the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. In chapter 11, the Bible said, the sister said, by this time, John chapter 11, he said, my brother stinketh. But in chapter 12, verse 9, the Bible said, they came to Gather to look at Lazarus also. The stinking man became a center of attraction. You that men think your case is hopeless, after this moment, people shall gather to celebrate with you. I'm talking to someone. If you are the one, it is done. Today, I speak the same word in Elijah. Whatever you have entered here with that is not of God will leave your life immediately as I'm talking in the name of Jesus. That dead and stinking thing in your family, that dead and stinking thing in your job, in your body, your business, your marriage, in your academics, in your life and destiny, will be quickened back with beauty and color in the name of Jesus. By touching the leper, Jesus was declaring his intention to be involved in the leper's matter. He touched him when everybody left him. It was the touch of Jesus that made the leprosy to leave. It's the same yesterday. It's the same today. The same for, you know, lepers, we are not permitted to mix with others. So that it means it was difficult for them to even feed, because they were not permitted to be with people. So two things they suffer: unemployment and poverty. Because nobody can employ a leper. So they were poor. They were unemployed. And if you watch when someone is unemployed, he's like leprosy. Anytime people see it, they say, forget him. He's a useless man. And when a poor man has no friend, am I talking? But Jesus touched him. Jesus did what? And from that day, he could mix with others. Whatever may look like leprosy in your life that makes men to say, forget her, forget him. At the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree it is ending, and I'm saying it in the name of Jesus. Whatever make men to say, forget him, forget her, God will write your story. And after today, not tomorrow, as you're hearing this message, the same people will call you and say, God is with you. They will celebrate with you. If you believe that, say amen. The leper, his poverty was taken care of. Because I've never seen the righteous forsaken, not his seed begging bread. Psalm 37 verse 25. Your Father in heaven has more surplus. He had more than enough to give to you. Today, all your struggles in poverty, lack and want, begging to feed, comes to an end by the same touch of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Whatever is hindering you from being able to walk shall be removed by the touch of his hand. The law, that man was, every leper is lonely because they are not permitted to mix. Are you understand now? Lepers are lonely people. They stay on their own. But by the same touch of Jesus, the leprosy ended and the man was able to mix. That time makes you to live in isolation. Loneliness. Most people are lonely not because they want to be. Not married, delayed. You are staying when certain occasions come, you don't go because you feel if you go, they will ask you too many questions. But after this touch of Jesus, you will be celebrated wherever you go. That thing that may be considered a private matter, there are some situations in your life you can't share with anybody. Some people wear a smile in the open, but on the inside they cry. Am I talking to someone here? That secret tear, that problem you cannot share with anybody. Just like the leper, Jesus touched him. You are weeping every night in the secret moment. You can't see any help coming from anybody. All your friends are forsaking you. All your sisters are forsaking you. All those new that are forsaking you. I came to announce to you that after this service, you will see the hand of God and your story will change. Your tears are wiped off at the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. His hand is coming upon you as a touch. The leper is touching you now. His hand is upon you as a touch. The leper is touching you now. Your tears of sorrow will be replaced with tears of joy. Everything causing you shame in your life will be terminated. May the touch of God remove that shame. May the touch of God remove that reproach. He said, today God has removed the reproach from off me. Somebody's reproach is removed in the name of Jesus. The louder your amen, you hear the testimony. Someone's reproach. He said, my reproach has been rolled away. The leper's reproach was removed. That garment of reproach is rolled away from your life. Elizabeth said in Luke 1:25 and Joshua 5:9, he said, this day as the Lord rolled away my reproach from amongst men. Whatever may look like a reproach that makes you to be amongst men, you can't be free, you can't talk like others. I came to announce to you the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever, that the Holy Ghost will ever glorify his name as removed that reproach from your life. And the way you say the amen will determine if it is done. Jump on your feet and say, no more reproach. No more shame. He has touched my life. He has touched my destiny. He has touched my business. He has touched my marriage. No more reproach. It is done. If Jesus could touch the leper, then your case is already over. Everybody ran away from the leper. But as one that has compassion, everybody may forsake you, but he doesn't do that. He came and touched the leper. The leper even told him, he said, if you beat my will, he says, my will. What I thought, that's why I came. I don't leave anybody hopeless. And Basani touched him. Every person was running away. They've looked at you, they ran away. You couldn't build a house. He said, no, well, forget her. All I miss are money. They ran away. I said, they forgot even your phone number. So when you even call them, they press it, they say, forget. You were there at the top. All of a sudden, you came down and said, forget it. But that case is over. I said, that situation is over. Because he that touches and turns a man's story around has touched me. He has touched me. Joshua 5:9. And the Lord said unto David the Biomi, put your name there. This day. Which day? Which day? Which day? Say, this day have I, God speaking, he can't lie. When God says anything, his word is settled. He said, this day have I rolled away the reproach. Egypt is leprosy. Anytime you see Egypt is a mark of leprosy. Leprosy is unemployment, poverty. Poverty is leprosy. Roll away the reproach of poverty. Let me use modern language. Shame. That delayed marriage. Barrenness. This day, he has rolled away the reproach from off me. Did you hear that? He said, my word has gone out of my lips, shall not return void. Give voice to this word. And say, word of God has gone forth, that this day my reproach is rolled away. Hear what Elizabeth said in Luke 1:25. Hear what Elizabeth said, Luke 1:25. Combine the two scriptures, Luke 1:25. Thus had the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me. This is Elizabeth speaking. You remember she was old. Elizabeth said, even when she became pregnant, she went and hid herself because she was ashamed. She couldn't believe. He said, he looked on me to take away my reproach. Lord, this day, the same way you touched the leper, roll away my reproach. I know it, and as I know it, that no more reproach in my life. Lift your voice and declare it over your life. This day, no more reproach. No more, no more reproach. The reproach of Egypt is rolled away from me. Every reproach of Egypt is rolled away. This day, every mark of Egypt is rolled away. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. As you have declared it, so shall it be. No mark of Egypt will remain with you again. That filthy garment, that reproach, you see it no more. Because what God says to one, he says to all. Say, it is over. Say, like a child of God. Say, like a child of God. Accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, BlackBerry phones, Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow! It just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests. If you need to be counseled personally, all you need to do is call +234 844 866-170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Idiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Voice 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.